there are questions and matters that are big and broad enough. The state needs to get involved to look at it from the statewide benefit and statewide detriment. And the water transfers are probably one of them. But it's just such a lengthy and cumbersome process that's cost, you know, millions of dollars to the ratepayers of Hayes and Russell, in my view, in an unnecessarily manner.
The outcome of the R9 Ranch Water Project will have long-lasting implications on Ellis County. City Manager Toby Doherty, along with Vice Mayor Sandy Jacobs, speak with Hayes Post reporter Becky Kaiser to get the latest on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We do want to let people know that we are talking about public comment hearing coming up in Hayes on June 20th. This is significant, and you're asking for lots of public support.
Right. I think we've talked on this program before about the Water Transfer Act that Hayes and Russell are in the process of navigating. And that process culminates with a hearing that's going to take place in the end of July in Wichita. The hearing will begin July 19th and run for approximately 10 days. It could be extended by the administrative law judge who's overseeing the proceedings. But the statutes require a public comment hearing in the basin of destination, of which we are. So the administrative law judge picked Fort Hays State University Black and Gold Room to be the venue for the public hearing. And the time, I believe, is 6 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday, September 20th. And
June 20th.
I'm sorry, June 20th. I'm getting my day, my months messed up here. So the way the public comment hearing will be structured is the parties, Hayes and Russell, will have an opportunity to do a brief presentation on why we are undertaking the project. And so that'll probably be myself and John Quinde, the Russell City Manager. And then any interveners will have an opportunity to present their viewpoints in a condensed manner.
Interveners meaning people who oppose this?
There's a formal process to intervene in an administrative. This process is an administrative proceeding as per the Kansas Administrative Procedures Act. And so there is a legal process to intervene. And so right now there's only a few interveners in the actual process. Groundwater Management District Number 5 is an intervener. Edwards County and a group called Water Pack are interveners. And then there's some agencies that have the ability to comment on it, such as the Kansas Department of Agriculture. And whether they will comment, I don't know. But they would have the right, according to the judge, to make a brief presentation talking about their viewpoints of the project. And then the judge will open it up to the public for public comment. And this is an opportunity for people to come go on record and exhibit their thoughts on the project. And then those thoughts will be memorialized as part of the record. So the public comment hearing is not meant to be a debate. There won't be a response to any individual comments. It is not a discussion. It is a way for people to get their viewpoint on the record.
Did we ever find out whether written comments could be submitted?
Yes, and that is part of the notice. I believe I may have emailed you. There is a provision for written comments, and there's an address where those written comments need to be mailed. So the administrative law judge will compile those and then make them available as part of the record.
So, Sandy, if we have people who are interested but maybe a little reluctant to stand up and talk in front of a group of people, it's still a good idea to have a good showing of supporters there?
Absolutely, and in both ways. I was going to mention, I'm not sure if the address for mailing information is on our website, but we can be sure that it is for people to be able. We actually got our first letter, or one of our first letters, from former Mayor James Meyer. Wrote a great letter in support of the project. And you're correct, Becky. The more people that are there showing the support, some people are very intimidated to stand up or talk or anything else, but just by showing up, that's what we're really looking for, is a real show of support in our community.
Now, Toby, you were talking about this has been a long process for the city of Hayes and the city of Russell, and we're seeing concrete actions have been taken and are being set into action. But so much of this is governed by regulation. There's not a whole lot of wiggle room here. Plus, we have to stop and think about this would be in this form the first time the Water Transfer Act has been used in Kansas?
It is the first time it's been used in its current form. The Water Transfer Act was around for a few decades, and it was last used, I believe, in the early 90s by Water One, which provides water to Johnson County. They built a new intake, I think, on the Missouri River. But then it was changed, and it was changed to its current form. It was greatly enhanced and created a lot more regulatory hurdles we had to go through, and that is the forum that hasn't ever been undertaken. So we are lucky enough to be the vanguard that's going through that.
Do you mean that sincerely when you say
I was going to say I don't quite feel lucky.
No, I don't wish this on anybody. It's a look. I understand that there are questions and matters that are big and broad enough. The state needs to get involved to look at it from the statewide benefit and the statewide detriment. And the water transfers are probably one of them, but it is just such a lengthy and cumbersome process that's cost, you know, millions of dollars to the ratepayers of Hayes and Russell, in my view, in an unnecessarily manner.
I know, Sandy, you've talked about that before, that as this has dragged on and attorneys on all sides get involved, it does cost locals.
Well, it's hugely expensive. And on top of all the legal fees and everything we're paying is the cost of increase of the project. I think when we started talking about this project, it was $80
million. 72.
72. And now we're at 140.
Wow.
And going up quickly. Wow. I think that's really important for people to understand. And the other thing is there's lots of communities around the state watching this right now. This is really a point of interest. Given the drought conditions and things that are going on, more people are listening than ever. We need to be concerned about this, and everybody needs to be focused.
Toby, you talked about the... I guess we'll call it part two almost of being in Wichita later in July. Why Wichita? That might seem a little bit odd to people.
The Water Transfer Act statutes require a public hearing be held in the Basin of Origin. And the Basin of Origin is the Arkansas River Basin. So the river actually runs right by the property. And so the administrative law judge picked Wichita quite simply because they had the facilities to host a 10-day hearing. So it'll be at the Hyatt Regency downtown. And, I mean, you're talking not just the rooms, but the court reporters and recording technology, and this thing will be broadcast. So there's kind of very few places you could do it, and Wichita was kind of a logical choice that the judge picked, and we supported that.
Sandy, longtime native of Hayes, what does this mean to you as a resident, to your family and the generations that follow you?
This is the future of our community. People really need to understand the seriousness of this. And I am a long-time or lifetime resident, but I ran for city commission to really protect the future. Look 5, 10, 15, 25 years down the road. I'm making sure we're looking far enough down the road to do everything we need to do. This is the biggest thing that needs to happen for the survival of a huge economic sustainability of this area.
And that's one of the criteria for this, Toby, is we have to prove that it's beneficial to the entire state.
We do, and we've made that an economic argument. The water is not being put to use right now, and the water will be put to use to keep a $2 billion regional economy growing. And we think it's a very simple economic calculation to the state. Sandy mentioned that this is critical to the survival of our future, of Hayes. I mean, we need this. Our existing water sources are inadequate. So this is an administrative proceeding, but it's ran like a litigation proceeding, like a judicial proceeding. And so, you know, there is discovery and there's expert witnesses and there's exhibits and there's depositions and, all of the stuff you would see in a normal case. Well, a lot of that stuff has been filed already. And so quite frankly, is a matter of public record, but, I can tell you the opponents that are, you know, intervening in this, their argument kind of boils down to, it's their opinion that we have plenty of water. Mm-hmm. Our water sources are fine. We don't need any more water. We're not growing. We're not going to grow. And they're really concerned with how expensive this is for us. It's great that that's their opinion, but I don't think that's the opinion of people in Hayes. I think people in Hayes want a stable, secure source of water. They want to know that when the next drought hits, and it will hit, that we're going to have a stable, secure source of water. And we have made arrangements to pay for this, to this project. And so, you know, it's touching they care. but I think we know our water sources better than they do.
And we were talking before you came into the studio. We consider Toby our water guru, right, Sandy?
The state should consider Toby a water guru. He knows more about water than anybody anywhere in the state of Kansas, I truly believe, and beyond. We're very appreciative of how hard he's worked. There's a lot of self-education in this process. You don't sit just 8 hours a day to figure this out. This has been Toby's life for a long time, and we appreciate it.